What is that, the 13th?
The 12th, I think.
Columbus Day?
I think Columbus Day is the 10th.
Oh, the 10th. Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, now I'm good for.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, so we'll call the meeting to order. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes? Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Where's the flag?
Oh.
In the hallway. You don't like it.
So Yom Kippur is...
It's that Monday, right?
Is it the same day as Columbus Day?
No.
11th and 12th.
Ooh.
So Columbus Day is the 10th.
Or all over again.
Okay. So we're just going to do the pledge first. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We made a decision to do this before our meeting before, but I think it's especially appropriate now with all the craziness going on.
Yes.
Okay.
We could have a meeting on the tree. I know that I'm having it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if everyone's available, it depends on how you want.
You don't want to say itself?
Oh, not on Columbus Day. Columbus Day, is that on Friday or is that Monday?
Monday.
So oh, it is Monday?
Yes.
Oh,
okay. So yes.
Because ours is going to be Monday. I think we're going to have it Tuesday.
So, I can't do Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay. All right. I thought maybe we could do it on the same day, but if not, then yeah.
Okay.
Whatever's good for
you.
I can work it out. So.
So Wednesday the 5th at St. John's. Is that Hasbrook? Or Thursday the 6th in room 208 in Hasbrook. I can't do that. Thursday the 13th. I'm going to say at 208 also. Or if it works on the 7th, this should be
on. So Thursday?
Okay. Or Monday the 17th at the county building. At 5, Dave has laws and rules at 6:30.
Can everybody else make 5?
That's fine for me.
Yeah.
17th of October?
Mm-hmm. Yes. That sounds good.
Monday?
Monday the 17th.
I could check with Jim. But
at 5, and we can check, yeah. We can check and see. Otherwise, yeah. So everybody agrees 17th sounds good? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do I have a
minutes?
Okay. Second.
Yes. The minutes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Sorry, I forgot to ask about discussion, but I guess the majority said aye. Okay. So, we'll call on the college.
We apologize for being tardy.
Well, we were tardy to the party, too.
So, good.
That kind of day.
I couldn't be any happier right now. We are hitting our numbers. And we projected a number, and we are going to be right at it. So
okay.
Our budget will be at place. Chris will tell you about the good news with the fund balance. We have a number of new initiatives coming. We had a chancellor's meeting with all the presidents, and we had a chance to do a strategic marketing plan for recruitment. So I'm going to report to you next month very, very good news. I have a meeting with Don Christian Friday, and we've come to an agreement which is going to be just, in my opinion, one of the most successful things we've ever done. So I can't say for sure yet, but I will. It's on its way. So we're really excited about some things that are happening.
Good. I'm sorry. I just realized I don't think we have a quorum, but so
we don't.
We don't. But
that's
yeah.
But But we're not, we'll save, we'll keep the...
Well, we're doing this anyway, so, so I'm sorry. But that's good news.
Yeah, it's going to be once, but we're excited about it.
Yeah.
Some new initiatives. I think this will change the nature of the way we do business in general.
And I can report that things have been just terrific with the college. Been involved in a way that's been very proactive. Our capital planning has been excellent this year. And we feel very good about it as well.
Good.
And as we reported, you're going to see, you know, Chris is going to talk about the capital projects, but we worked so closely with the county this year. And Ken and Luke came up and blocked the campus. And not only what we were hoping for, they saw things that we didn't and said, hey, have you thought of this?
So it's good to have a fresh set of eyes. Yep.
Yeah. Well, and an understanding to it. So, you know, you're talking about individuals who just walk around. We don't, you know, we look at a window, we don't understand that it's losing so much energy. We don't understand that it's, the vapor between it has collapsed. And we just, some of the things, you just can't pick up on.
So is this is about you sharing this sustainability coordinator or?
No. That's important stuff, but the other one is much more.
Well, this is just about core investments that are students focused on quality of education, about thinking about recruitment and attracting people to college.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice process this year.
We're going to continue it. It's a good relationship, and I think it's important.
Yes, thank you.
Chris, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Just on the capital part, I just want to say that I know the college is very appreciative. I'm very appreciative of the relationship and the partnership that the county has been able to help the college with. And what I want to do is just show you the projects that are on tap for the next 5 years in partnership with the county and school. In total, for the next 5 years, we have $12.38 million in the pipeline for capital improvements. And on top of that, for this year, for the two projects that the county has access to enter that, the window replacement program, which should be from the county soon, and the water replacement tank. That's also a critical component of the project. So those two items have been fast-tracked because the county has all the needs for it, so we appreciate that. The fund balance, as the president has indicated, right now sits at $558,000 in some change, and the current projection, and this is still a projection because we have to present the information to our board first, but based on last month's information that we gave to the board, year-to-date, we are expecting to increase the fund balance by about $90,000. That number we anticipate to increase, so once we present the number to a board next month, I'll give you that information for what we told the board. But with careful control and with greater scrutiny, we're able to be more fiscal and more frugal with the money that we have available to us. Okay. So those are the two items. There's one other one I wanted to update. Those are the three items. Sorry. So those are the three items.
Great, thank you.
You know, when I came in last year, well, in the spring of last year, we had a zero fund balance. So the fact that we're bordering, you know, close, you know, we may get up to 700,000, which is, I couldn't be any happier.
I'm more conservative, so I won't commit to numbers yet, but don't be surprised if that's what you will hear from us. And one last thing, just to close the loop on the enrollment. I had asked for projections a couple of weeks ago, just to get a sense of where we are for the upcoming 16-17 academic year. And as of last week, we're at about 99% of our budget. So those numbers hold, which looks like it will. We're going to be in decent shape for this year. So now we will have more certainty and more confidence to move forward some of the planning projects and expenditures that we had put on the books, but we want to make sure we have the enrollment and the revenue to support that.
Great. The interesting thing, I just came back, I spent 3 days in Saratoga with all the presidents of there were 64 of us, and there is probably 95% of the institutions are down below what they projected. So I think we came in where we wanted to be, and I remember saying it was a stretch because we looked at a 6% decrease, we said, no, we can do better than that. And we were able to hit our goal. So
congratulations. That's great.
It's a good start to the year. So
thank you. Jennifer, do you have any questions?
Most of these are projects we've already been talking about for a while.
Yeah, we've expanded our human service program. We have a prison we talked about last time. We're starting a class out there in a couple of weeks. We have 70-plus individuals who are ready to go. We're going to start a cohort of about 23 or 24 in the next couple of weeks. So, and that's going to be over a long period of time. So we have a captured audience. That was a joke.
It is true. Thank you. Lee?
That's great news, but I'm really happy to hear that. That coupled with the hospital information and that it's so close and that you've got programs that are going to feed right into that. I went to the educational thing that they did at the hospital and whatever, and all I just kept thinking is, you know, kind of right in the line with all the and especially with the community college right there between the high school and the hospital, that's it's amazing what you can do with cooperation. And I think it out of the box. I mean, I don't think that I would have thought that that school was going to be a good spot for a community college, you know, outlet. But in fact, it really is. That plus what's going to be going on in Broadway with the healthy village communities or whatever. We're looking at that as well from a cooperative extension viewpoint. They've been talking to us about the low-income nutrition programs that we do and also the local gardening for folks growing their own food and whatever, which is certainly stuff that could work out of that. So, you know, down the road, it's nice to have good projects to be working on. I did send our budget requests over to the county, both to the county exec's office and to the legislative office. I guess I'm asking if you got it or if you saw it.
I did not see it yet. But to be honest with you, I did not get to.
I sent it to Mike, the county budget person. And I don't know if I
sent it yet.
I don't know if I sent it. I brought copies. Basically, what we did is we asked for the same amount that we received last year, $350,000. I'm sorry, I had cataract surgery, and I have new lenses, and my brain is still trying to figure out where my eyes are at, and I don't see far yet, although I do have glasses so that I'm safe when I'm driving. So first thing everybody asked me, did you drive here? Yes, I did, but... So what the county has given us for the past 2 years, which we greatly appreciate because we use that money to, play along with all our grants and contracts and whatever. Our funders often ask, well, does the county support you? And we can enthusiastically tell them that, yes, they do. The other request that we have, and I think we made the same request last year, is for, not for our budget, but for an additional $50,000 so that we can work on a county, updating the county Ag Farming Protection Plan. The Ag Farming Protection Plan was last done in 1996 or 7, I can't remember which date, but it's 20 years old, and drastically out of date for the new initiatives that we've been doing in ag, that the growers are working on, the extra work that's being done, looking at the whole organic and community food projects and whatever. And updating that plan, it's state, and the state provides the matching funds for that through the Department of Agriculture. It would really give us a better indication, and I think for all of the towns as well. I added a copy of Duchess's, which they just recently redid. Theirs was done around the same time as ours, to show you what it can include and what it can look like. What Duchess also did is that they did a one-page sheet on agriculture in each county, each town in Duchess, so that their assessors and those kinds of folks can use that information as well. I think that would be really helpful here in Ulster, and we'd be more than willing to work with the county and the planning department and whatever to get that updated. What we've done with that is we've gone out, what we did the last time and we'd probably do again is go out and do a lot of focus groups with people in agriculture, people who support agriculture, and people who benefit from agriculture. That would be like consumers and everybody that eats. And then update the information that we have on the farms and agriculture and those kinds of things. And a lot of things have changed. The largest farm that we had, which was the Dill Farm, was sold and is now being run by a not-for-profit where they're doing a lot more research and those kinds of works on it and well. And the Ag Farmland Protection Plan would reflect that. It would also allow the county and the farmers and whatever to apply for different kinds of funding and whatever. It would make it more available. So that was one of the requests that we put in. Otherwise, we're working well into the whole harvest. We actually had a really good, we're having a pretty good apple crop. They're early. Gals are out already. They're usually not out this early, but they are. The grapes managed the really cold weather where we were afraid that they were going to be put out or lose a lot of the crop. But the unusual varieties, the newer varieties, some of those took a hit, but the Niagara and Concord grapes and whatever all managed really pretty well. We had just started work on a new relatives as parents program, addition to the program that we had. We got a four-year grant from the state for kinship care, pretty much targeting low-income families that are being hit up by a relative that is not the parent of the children. So we just started that September 1st. We'll be hiring a part-time outreach person to make sure that we get the word out. We're looking at starting another group in Ellenville. We have a pretty robust group in Kingston, but we're looking at increasing the numbers for that. So we're really pretty excited about that. It's $100,000 for 4 years. So that coupled with what the program that we have existing should give us a real bump up in being able to reach more families. And what we do is provide education and support. We're not mandated reporters, we're not social services or whatever, but what we're able to do is to work with the relatives and give them information that they could use. A lot of times, folks have been out of the business of raising children for a long time. When you get into raising children, young children again, I'm like 64, and all I could think of is if I had to raise my grandchildren right now, I'd probably go screaming into the night because of the pressures that it takes. So what we do is provide some help and support for those caregivers, techniques that they can use in working with kids. And then we also provide a pretty intensive program for the children that find themselves in being raised by. It's really hard. It's really hard for them to be different, not to have their parents there, not to have their support. We find a lot of the parents are incarcerated, a lot of drug problems and whatever, which have forced these families to then reconfigure. It's also kind of a lost population because a lot of those families don't want to announce or make known the fact that they are raising their relatives' children. They're afraid they might lose them or whatever. So there's a lot of programs that are available to them that they're not aware of because of those fears. We work with that to help bridge that gap with folks so that they can get the support that those children are entitled to. So that's what our program is all about. Like I said, we're looking at expanding it. And if you know of anybody who finds themselves in that position, please have them give us a call. Because we'd love to work with them and provide the educational opportunities that we have in doing that. That's the latest big grant that we have. We're in the process of renegotiating, or will be shortly, our New York City DEP contract. That's the largest contract that we have. That's where we provide education and facilitation for work being done to keep the water clean in the watershed above the Ashokan Dam. We've been working with that for probably about 8 years, we'll be working on our next 5-year contract coming up. Through that contract, we are given from DEP, that's New York City Department of Environmental Protection, $1 million for projects done in Ulster County, working with a group that vets them. They have to meet all of the standards. a lot of the towns are able to take advantage of that and use that money to work with projects. So it's been a real plus, I think, for certainly for us working with them, and I think for them working with us as well, certainly for the county. We also work with that to, money comes through us to hire a planner for the county who works specifically for the watershed areas. They're in the Department of Environment and work out of that. And that has been excellent in providing better communications between the kinds of things that need to be done and between all of the highway departments and work that needs to be done, what the county interests are, and making sure that they're met, because there's a voice at the table who's there and helps review projects and whatever and brings that county perspective to it, which has been excellent. So we've been really happy to be a part of that as well. So lots of good things going on. We have a fundraiser coming up October 2nd. Probably, if you haven't seen an invitation, you probably will get one soon. What we have found with Cooperative Extension is that as the county, state, and federal funds have become less voluminous, I'm trying to come up with the right kind of words, we've done a lot more work. We've been doing this for the past 20 years in furthering our mission through grants and contracts that we work off of the dollars that we get from the state and the county and also the feds. And then we use that to advance our programming through grants and contracts. So most folks don't look at Cooperative Extension as an organization that you know, needs support or whatever. In fact, we are a 501c3 as well as a subunit of the government. I don't know how that happened, but that's what it is. So so the board's now interested in then doing some more concerted fundraising efforts to help us in our mission. And
so it's going to be a good one.
I'm sorry?
It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good one. Yeah, we're looking for a good one. So this one's going to be at Stoutridge Winery. It just so happens that our board president owns Stoutridge Winery, so she's donated the winery and the wine, and we're working with the Chef's Consortium, and so it's going to be like heavy hors d'oeuvres and whatever. I think it should be a lot of fun. We're particularly excited about this winery because this is an estate winery. They can only sell their wine from their farm. But they are heavily into renewable resources. They have three huge solar arrays. I don't think they pay anything in electricity, just such a lesson. All of their wine making is all gravity fed. So there's no electricity that's moving like the wine from one spot to another. It's way up on a hill and then it comes down. It's really pretty fascinating. And folks who are coming, they pay an extra $25 to get a tour of the winery as well. And they're just getting ready to open their distillery. They've been working on that for about 2 years to get their distillery license. So they're going to be doing apples, grapes, and whatever, and then doing distilleries of hard liquor as opposed to soft liquor, which is wine. Soft drink? I don't know. Well, not my specialty, but you can learn more about it if you want to come to the fundraiser. So.
When's that?
October 2nd.
October 2nd.
It's Sunday.
And where's that located?
It's in
Marlboro. Where?
Marlboro.
Yep.
It's next to Keedham, if you've ever been to Keedham. Not Marlboro, it's on Kaylee Road.
Go up Western Avenue and turn right.
Yeah. But it should be a lovely event and fun, and we're hoping we're going to have weather like today because it had this big, but it's beautiful, and it's on an old winery. It was an old winery for many, many years, and they've done a tremendous amount of work refacing some of the buildings and doing landscaping and whatever. So it's a very pretty place as well.
When was the earlier farmland protection plan?
1997.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was here when we did that too.
Yeah. Right, because they hadn't made funds available for a long time for counties until recently, I guess.
Well, we had to do the first plan. That was when the state first came out with them, and it was really an interesting exercise. You know, just gathering all the data that we needed about agriculture, but it also gave us the opportunity to apply for grants. Things and for farmers to actually do that because we had an ag farmland protection plan. The county has a farmland protection board, okay, which is set up by the state, and it's prescribed on who's on it. There's the county planner is on it, real property tax, someone from Foreign Health Cooperative Extension, I think someone from Soil and Water, and then four or five farmers. And they review, and I don't know how much you know about this, but every year there's an opportunity for farmland to be considered, or land to be considered, as part of an ag district. That's what the Ag Farmland Protection Plan did, and that's what this was started from. Because they wanted a group that was organized around that. The original Ag Farmland Protection Plan made the recommendation that we have such a committee, and then the state picked that up for all of the towns. I don't think it was just us. I think everyone who did a plan said that, you know, you need constant, you need someone who's constantly kind of monitoring, like your economic development folks and whatever, for agriculture. So the counties had an Ag Farmland Protection Plan board for 20 years. For at least 20 years, and that'll continue. But an updated plan would help them as well.
Mm-hmm. And Don did get your request.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
We took them up to the sixth floor. So.
It should be, yes. Yes. Confirmation that he has it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm excited about the fundraiser. It should be fun.
I think it will be.
And I think it'll be a good draw.
I think it was,
why
is usually, you know.
I know, I don't even drink, but yeah.
Yeah.
But I can get my friends to come, hopefully.
And this is a farm we've worked with pretty extensively, too, with the grapes. We have an ag educator who works specifically with grapes, both with in Ulster County and then also with Eastern New York Horticulture Program.
Well, that other distillery, which I mentioned before, but that did the presentation, it was... and Esopus had moved to New Falls.
Oh, is that Copperstein?
I think so. He was the one that did the...
he did the presentation last year at the meeting. Yeah, that's Copperstein. Yeah.
I was fascinated.
These distilleries are new. 20 years ago, no one was growing grains or doing any kind of distilling work here. None.
His whole story was so fascinating about the whole... And how well thought out it was and how... Back to basics and real.
We were just sort of getting back into the wine and grape growing thing. For a long time, they didn't think we could really grow grapes here because every 10 years or so, you'd have one of those really hard frosts like we did where it goes down to 10 below. But they weathered that, and so now the grapes are back. Wineries are booming. There's a wine trail, there's farm of wine trail and whatever. It's big business. And then we have growers. Most of the wineries they grow some of their own grapes, but they don't have the land to grow all of them. So now we have other farmers that are specializing in growing grapes for those wineries. Most of the wineries that we have are using New York State grapes. So if they're not getting them from us, because we don't grow as many, Finger Lakes grows probably the most, because they have all those wonderful lakes that they can grow. So almost all of our wineries are using New York State grapes, which is also good. So a great local product. And
that distillery was doing everything from New York also.
Yes.
Even
the
barrels.
He was growing his own grain in the barrels.
And the barrels were using New York oak or what, I don't remember what it was now, but some kind of from New York. So
if you go to the Taste of New York stores, and they're kind of scattered all around the state. There's one over in Dutchess County on the Taconic Parkway. And whatever, they feature all of those New York State things. So, and Ulster has a substantial ag population and substantial land in ag. So we are well represented throughout the state.
And do we have quite a bit of, do we have a lot of maple?
Maple syrup? Yes. Yes. And actually it was a really good year with the really warm February that we had. Mm-hmm. So it got really cold. Maple syrup went pretty well.
I was just up at Lake Placid and my goddaughter's doing something with the maple syrup up there. Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting.
And we have lines, so we have a couple of sugar shacks.
Yeah.
I remember one that we put in the ag district at one point. It was like a half an acre. It's like, that's a little small. And then when we realized it was maple and it was connected to a forest, you know, so that was approved as well.
Great.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
So I'm supposed to tell you.
Oh. But, thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, so I guess we'll go to a resolution for. Did anybody have any other questions or anything? No. Okay. Resolution 401, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county. Catherine Giddens, Esquire, Office for the Aging.
Can we approve it on the phone?
we can't, can we?
No, we can't.
Yeah.
We can discuss it, but we...
Yeah, is Dave coming at all or no?
No, Dave has a conflict and...
I thought I saw that email that came out.
Oh, okay.
His conflict was his annual Veterans Dinner, or
okay.
I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was something he wrote back
okay.
to us about.
Is this time sensitive if we held it off?
It'll be fine. Yeah, the bigger, this is a restructuring increase that we recall last year. We traditionally have about $36,000 in the budget for legal services office for the aging. The legislature added $15,000 last year. With this contract amendment, we consolidate it. There's essentially two attorneys. This basically consolidates the contract into one contract and adds $15,000 to
okay.
expend all the dollars by the end of the year. But
it should be okay.
Yeah.
I noticed the percentage is 67.24. Mm-hmm. That's 91%. That's another 9%.
I don't have the sheet.
Okay. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it says 67 federal and 24 county. It adds up to 91. So I'm wondering where the other 9% is.
Yeah, no, I don't. I think he does your sheet there.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe it was cut off.
Yeah.
What's that?
I said, good for you checking the
numbers. Yeah, I was just looking at it. I think that doesn't add up to 100%.
And has Catherine Dennis always been the lawyer?
Long time. Yeah, we've been, it's $100 an hour rate. But we have some of the attorneys have worked with over a long period of time.
And
we had three, and one just retired just this past year. The client retired.
And can you explain the reason for the change in percent in amount?
Yes, the county legislature added $15,000 to the appropriations part of the adopted budget last year.
Okay.
So we thought that the best way for us to expend the additional dollars would be to add it to the contract and add a day.
I just meant, where's the demand coming from? Is there something in the programming
that's
all offered to the aging?
Yeah, and we have unlimited demand for the service.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
We do about 32 unique new seniors every month.
Yeah, it's specific to people over the age of 60, I think.
Yeah, it's all part of our support to keep people in their home, which is
right,
a mission of the Office of the Aging.
I just wonder if there was some trend.
Yeah. Again, we've always budgeted, and we thought it was an adequate amount. The legislature added to it, and we're going to spend it.
And the population is growing also.
Yeah, sure. Well, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the things we could spend unlimited resources for legal services in this mm-hmm. variety. So.
Yeah. We can vote on this.
Okay.
So do we have a motion?
Make a motion.
President 401.
Okay. Yeah, is this voting on it? Okay. I don't think we moved it for discussion.
That's what I'm saying now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll hold it.
Yeah.
Any more discussion? No? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, passed. Okay. Thank you, Ken. Do we have any old business? Anything new? Okay, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll move.
I came right on time.
In favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
The gentleman from RNN Talk Anchorages, so
I'm
sorry. 8-4.